From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Brian Mackey with an Election 2024 local update. This is normally the time when we'd be reporting results from Champaign County, but as we go to air at 11:15 p.m., more than 4 hours after the polls closed, County Clerk Aaron Ammon's office is just starting to report results. Shortly before 11 p.m., Deputy Clerk Angie Patton told IPM News that the last voter had just cast their ballot at a fitness center on the U of I campus, and the office would begin processing and publishing results soon. The delay comes after a technical issue brought voting to a halt in Champaign County earlier this morning. Because of that, Ammons initially said he would try to get a judge to keep the polls open for 2 additional hours. But by the afternoon, he and the state's attorney had withdrawn that request. As IPM's Arjun Tucker reports, the county clerk said the turnaround was on account of a disagreement with the Champaign County Republican Party.
Clerk Aaron Ammons says the county encountered technical difficulties that slowed down lines at the polls early Tuesday morning. The issue was resolved a couple hours later, and the clerk's office said it would try and extend voting to 9 p.m. at all polling places. That didn't happen. In a statement, the county's deputy clerk said the Champaign County Republican Party was not willing to support a plan to extend voting. The Champaign County GOP chair, Susan Mantell, says that isn't accurate. She says the county doesn't need to extend voting hours because if they did, they would have to use provisional ballots that would potentially take longer to count.
And I think that's an undue burden, and it's frankly unnecessary because the law already provides a remedy in that when you're in line by 7 p.m., you end up being able to vote.
Mantell accused the county clerk of being unprepared for Election Day.
This is an issue with the preparation of the clerk's office and the clerk himself.
That was IPM's Arjun Tucker reporting on technical issues at the polls on Tuesday. As we just heard, the polls closed on time at 7 tonight in Champaign County. At that time, roughly 200 voters were still in line at the Illini Union, where IPM student reporter Brendan Gallion was on site to gauge the mood.
Anyone in line by 7 p.m. is allowed to wait until they've cast their ballot. First-time voter, University of Illinois student Diana Whitfield says she would have voted sooner, but until recently, she was undecided.
I think I just didn't know whether I was going to vote or not, because I didn't know who I was voting for at the time. So I just waited till I had a better idea and did a little bit more research.
Many students waiting to vote said they were frustrated that classes weren't canceled today. U of I Chancellor Robert Jones said in October that the state legislature did not designate Election Day as a university holiday this year. I'm Brendan Gallion, IPM News.
Among the consequences of Champaign County's failure to report returns before now is that there has been no AP race call in the 13th District, where incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is up against Republican Joshua Lloyd. Budzinski had a massive fundraising advantage and the district was drawn to elect Democrats, but Champaign County is expected to be a significant source of Democratic votes on her behalf. The only congressional race expected to be competitive in Illinois this year is the 17th District, which includes parts of Rockford, the Quad Cities, Macomb, Peoria, and Bloomington Normal. Democratic freshman Representative Eric Sorensen is leading the Republican candidate, former Judge Joe McGraw, by about 6 points, but that is just with 70% of the vote in and no formal call there either. Those are the only two congressional races that have yet to be called in Illinois. Beyond them, every other district went for the incumbent office holder. For election results and news 24/7, go to ipmnewsroom.org. More updates on Morning Edition tomorrow. I'm Brian Mackey, IPM News.